Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Black and Gold Tailgate, brought to you by American Natural. Better everyday eating and fueling. Doran Dickerson, who had a run as a linebacker at Pitt before moving to tight end in an All-American at that. Quelling some doubt about the Spillane move. He thinks it'll be okay. Steelers will be able to manage with the Devin Bush loss. Here is something for this game for you guys. I'm going to give you three Steelers names. You tell me, Doran, which one in your opinion has the most to gain with a Steelers victory on Sunday. James Conner, Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin.
Ooh. I'm going to go with James Conner. I think he needs to stack games and prove to – I mean, he's done a great job so far. We got to give him his credit. He stayed healthy. He's running the ball very well. He has a knack for the end zone. But to do it against a team that's very good, and there's a lot of people out there that are skeptics that think the Steelers haven't really played anybody, to do it against a good team and a good defense, you know, a pretty good defense in the Titans, I think that that will prove his worth thus far this season. And if he can continue to do that, I think that we're going to be sitting here and the Steelers are going to have a big decision to make after the season if they want to give him a contract. So I think James Conner.
Malzi? I think the answer is Mike Tomlin. He would be sort of the poster child as far as coaches go for he said all the right things. His players have echoed his sentiments in saying all the right things about how to handle COVID. He's going up against sort of the NFL's renegade team, the Houston Astros of the NFL with all of this. Roethlisberger is obviously going to and get and deserves much of the credit for them being 5-0 coming into this game. If they go 6-0 and they've beaten sort of the trendy and very newsworthy team of the moment and would have, I think, had to have played somewhat well on defense to do that, they're going to have to, like, get a couple of stops here against a very good offensive team. I think it's going to reflect really well on a head coach who is mostly defense-oriented, who has come out of the chute absolutely on fire. And he would score a win over Mike Vrabel, who I think deservedly is two things right now. Disliked by a lot of people for the way their COVID situation went down, but also like either respected or grudgingly respected for how unbelievably good he is at managing in-game situations.
Yeah, he's the flavor of the month in terms of hot coaching guys, like coaches that are getting, you know, viewed as a cut above and smarter than everybody else. Craig, Steeler with the most to gain. Tomlin, Conner, Big Ben.
I think it's Tomlin, a 6-0 start, something we've never seen from him before. And to go on the road and win a game like this, it's another big feather in his cap.
So I think it's Roethlisberger. I disagree with you guys. I think it's Big Ben. And the reason why I say that is because I think of the three people we just mentioned, the one guy who is expected to win his matchup against his adversary on the other side is Ben. I think, based on what Chris just said about Vrabel, I think right now, in the moment, people love Mike Vrabel. People think he's a genius for that intentional penalty. They think he's a chip off the old Belichick block. Everybody is just universally praising Mike Vrabel. Conner versus Derrick Henry, I mean, that's even Conner's biggest fanboys would tell you that the Titans have a better running back than the Steelers, a guy that manhandled Houston last week and manhandled the Patriots and the Ravens on his way to the AFC Championship game last year. Even though Tannehill's numbers are insanely good, I think the hoi polloi, the average football fan, would tell you that Roethlisberger is better than Tannehill and that Big Ben should be better in this game against a really bad defense. That Big Ben should smoke Ryan Tannehill.
Are you talking about the average fan or like the average analyst? Because you were the same guy who was complaining that Ben was not receiving enough love from the national media, which would make me believe that you think they feel Tannehill should be outplaying him in this matchup.
That same media says that the Steelers have the best front seven in football and that they're the number one defense, though. That to me is the equalizer, is that the Steelers are facing a defense that is allowing 5 yards a carry. I think they're 31st in third down defense, and they're 32nd in red zone defense. They're not good. There's no objective measure out there that can convince anyone that the Titans have a good defense.
So wait, how does Ben have so much to gain if he just torches a bad defense?
Because I think he has the most to lose. That's why. I think Connor doesn't have anything to lose because there's no spotlight on him in this game. And I think it's just assumed right now that Vrabel's going to do one or two things that Tomlin has never even conceived or thought of as a head coach on game day. And if Roethlisberger has one of those road Ben games like he was known for having 2 or 3 years ago, the media will absolutely play the card of, Ben Roethlisberger healthy? Is he going to hold up the Steelers quarterback?
No, there's the answer. You stumbled on it late, and it took a while, but we got there. If you want to say he's got a lot to gain here, it's because of a very simple reason. By his own admission, he's never played a good game in Tennessee, and he's 1-2 in Tennessee. So he's got to go to a place that he traditionally does not perform well. And if he has a great game there, then you have further evidence, given that you've got 3 games of it prior to this, that this version of Ben is maybe better than ever because he finally went to Tennessee and played great.
Doran, you called Steelers over Browns last week. What do you have in this one?
Oh, I have the Steelers. I like the Steelers over the Titans. I don't really want to give my prediction right now. I'll probably give it Sunday. But I think the Steelers win.
Whoa. What do you mean you don't want to give it now?
Because it's probably going to change.
Well, okay, you're allowed to
change. No. Doran is doing the right thing here. He's saving his prediction for Black and Gold Game Day, hosted by myself, Chris Muller, and Doran.
Okay, so
yes,
that means
he's doing the right thing.
So that means you're not going to give a pick an hour from now, Chris. We're not going to be allowed to get your pick because you're on Black and Gold.
Different rules for me. So that's his featured show where Doran is like the main.
Let me ask you a question. Was Doran on Black and Gold Game Day last week?
Yes.
He gave us a prediction on Steelers Browns last week. So what the hell's changed?
And things change.
Well,
his
pick might change.
Things change, and I don't want to do it.
Okay,
this week.
So why don't you say this is my pick, subject to change? You could do that.
I let you do it for me. You just said it. There we go. Boom. Subject to change.
Who subject to change?
My pick. If I want to pick on Friday, if I want to pick on Sunday.
No, I'm saying you make the pick and then
like
you say subject
you
to change.
Him.
I don't know. I might do it next week. I might give you a pick next week. I might not. Ravens? Big game?
All right.
Might do it.
Doran,
might
which way are you? Doran, you don't have to give me a pick, but which way are you leaning?
He lost his chance. We're not even doing that now. Chris, sorry.
I got a quick question before you guys kick me out.
If Doran has a lean on the game, you're not going to hear it until 10 a.m. on Sunday. What, Doran? What is it?
What's going on with you and Ken Rice?
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Check them out, making strides against breast cancer in October. Go to their Facebook page for more. 76 degrees right now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.